You are listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO. The time is 28 minutes past the hour. I'm Cheryl Snyder, your host for today, and joining me in the studio is Christy West, one of AWARE's 2016 Women of Distinction. And we also have AWARE staff member Owen Hutchinson. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So, Owen, let's start with you. Could you talk a little bit about AWARE's programs and services?
Yeah. AWARE provides emergency shelter. We also do programming in the community for youth. We do Girls on the Run and Boys Run. We have programming for teens, building resilience, self-confidence, promoting healthy boundaries. We also work with community partners who are interested in addressing racial and gender equity. And we also have transitional housing. So we do a lot more than just emergency shelter, and even for people seeking our services, we also help with legal advocacy and counseling. So we do a lot of things beyond emergency shelter.
Is emergency shelter still at the heart? Is that the largest portion of what you do, or you would say all of these program areas are pretty equally weighted?
I'd say they're pretty equally weighted. And in fact, emergency shelter is kind of small in comparison to these other programs. We did provide 10,000 nights of emergency shelter last year, so that's significant, and there's definitely a need. But we're looking at, you know, emergency shelter happens after violence has occurred, and how can we stop the violence from happening, and how can we put strategies in place to help people not need to be in an emergency shelter, but be in a home of their own or a safe space for them.
Yeah, and the programs with youth, can you talk a little bit about that, the Girls on the Run, Boys on the Run,
yeah,
how that connects to that overall mission?
Yeah, so Girls on the Run is a national program. This year it just started up again, and it teaches self-confidence, it teaches healthy relationships and boundary skills. It's within the context of running, but running is kind of the way the curriculum is conveyed. And it also creates a mentorship between an adult and a child. Boys Run was started in response to how amazing Girls Run was, and it was developed in partnership with Sitka Safe. Ooh, I don't know the acronym, but
it's, okay.
It's like AWARE, but in Sitka. Mm-hmm. And it's a place-based curriculum for boys, teaching what healthy masculinity can look like.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. So Women of Distinction, that is an honor that is bestowed upon four women every year. Can you share a little bit about how that program was started and what you look for in a Woman of Distinction?
It was started in 1997. This will be our 23rd annual Women of Distinction event. And the goal was to identify women in our community who were having a positive impact, sharing their skill sets, being a role model, and working with dignity and with generosity. So we've been celebrating these women for 23 years, and we'll continue to do it. In other places in the state, they've actually adopted this concept. It's also our annual fundraiser, so it's a way for the community to give thanks to people like Christy who do important work and share in the work that they do.
So, Christy, you were a 2016 honoree. Can you talk about some of the work that you've done in your life that got you to that place?
Yeah. Well, I was just working, you know, and being a mom and being part of the community. I started back in for Parks and Recreation about 30 years prior to receiving the award. And I'd been volunteer coaching, and I got asked to come in and work in the youth sports position. So I worked with building the youth sports programs and then worked into a recreation manager position. And the Zach Gordon Youth Center position came up. And Kim Kiefer, who was my boss at that time, asked if I'd just go in interim and go over to Zach, and went over there. And within a week, I just said, this is where I want my career to be. And so I started working over there, and it was an incredible experience. I was just doing my job with these absolutely wonderful young people and staff that really wanted to be there. So it was an easy thing to do what I was awarded for. It was advocating for youth. It was creating that I shouldn't say creating because Zach Gordon created the home away from home environment at Zach Gordon. And I was able to just spend every day trying to fill his shoes. And I had the opportunity of meeting Zach. So I was able to witness that on for myself as a good example. And so I did that for 14 years, and I was real close to my retirement at the time that I got the call from Sarah Lynn. And I just thought it was something that we're going to talk about programming, because we partnered a lot. And she told me about this being nominated for the award. And I was honored and humbled. And I later found out that it was my girlfriends who had nominated me for it, girlfriends of 30 and 40 years. And that touched me even more. It wasn't something that was from my colleagues. It was them that had nominated me. And so just very, very touching. And to be honored with the people who I was honored with Marie Darlin, with Justine Munch, with Missouri Smith, you know, these women, the late Marie Darlin. And it just was so good to sit at the table with these women and be told that what I had done all these years was important and worthy, even though it was just really my job.
Mm-hmm. I'm often struck at how many incredible women there are in this town, and this event in particular is just so cool to actually give a place and a space to give recognition of people doing some incredible things. Mm-hmm. So you guys are currently seeking nominations for this upcoming event in March. Tell us about that process. What should people be thinking about as they think about who to nominate?
Well, in order to nominate, you can go to www.awareak.org, and right on the front page, there's a button to click that says nomination form, and you can fill that out. It has a few criteria. So these are candidates who are willing to share their skills and knowledge, who are role models, who represent diverse groups within our community, and who demonstrate qualities of integrity, dedication, motivation, and leadership in our community, and who work to better the lives of women and children and all people in Juneau.
Okay, sounds terrific. So if you know of someone you think should be in consideration, you can go to the AWARE website.
Yes.
And fill out a nomination form. And I'm sure we'll be having you back in a couple months to talk about the event as we get closer to it.
We have 1 week left to nominate, so send us your great nominations.
Yeah, and if I could just say one more thing, Cheryl.
Sure.
I'm sure people, as they're listening to this show, are probably sitting in the room with women who deserve to be nominated. And it is a little bit of an application. I remember my girlfriend saying, I felt like I went back to school. But it's really not that tough. And your friend who is a nominee will really be appreciative of it.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much, Christy and Owen, for coming in and talking with us today about AWARE's Women of Distinction.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.